لما تكون شغال بزمة خايف على مصلحة الأمة.
Rami Issam has a modest following for his music on YouTube. But here in Tahrir, or Liberation Square, the 23-year-old engineering student is something of a superstar. He's also injured. Bandages on his head and jaw bear testimony to the previous day's bloody clashes with pro-government mobs that tried to move into Liberation Square. Many of the anti-government protesters say they thought they were going to die. But on Friday, the pro-government mobs had vanished. Exhilarated, the protesters kissed each other and sang along with Issam among the burned-out hulks of vehicles and chunks of concrete strewn about the pavement. And even though the president remained in power, Issam was triumphant.
Yeah, our revolution is succeeded. And we will stay here in the Tahrir Square and tell Hosni Mubarak go away.
A young woman standing next to Issam explained what his songs are about.
He's describing how youth are living. Yeah, they can't find jobs. They are suffering. Even if he worked, the salary is not enough to do anything. He cannot rent an apartment. All the suffering that the youth face in this country.
Are you friends or are you just
friends? We just met here in the revolution and we became friends.
More than friends. We are brothers and sisters.
Nirvana Said has been protesting since the first day, January 25th.
Yeah, solidarity is amazing and the spirit is beautiful. We all want the same thing. We want freedom. We want to be treated like humans.
Army tanks blockaded the entrances to the square and hundreds of volunteers frisked people coming in. Once inside, many knelt in prayer at the designated times. At other times, groups of protesters marched around, making up chants. This one means there's a guy who's been lost for 30 years. His name is Hosni Mubarak. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Cairo.